Have you established an estate plan? Are your estate planning documents accomplishing your estate planning goals? And did you know that even if you have not yet established your documents, you already have an estate plan? But for so many people, this topic is the big elephant in the room, and it's a big challenge. So regardless of how much you have an estate, says financial advisor Carmen Wu of Eigenberger & Weiner LLC, based in Tysons Corner, Virginia, and she is here today on the Financial Rules Radio Show to explain why that's true. Welcome to the show, Carmen.
Thank you, Hope. Thank you.
So tell us, break down the process. An elephant is impossible to eat unless you take one bite at a time. So tell us, what bite one might be?
Well, the first thing that you have to make sure is that you take the emotional part of actually beginning an estate plan. And when you're talking about estate planning, it's a topic that most of us don't like to discuss because it deals with the distributions of your asset when you die. And as a financial advisor, estate planning is a part of my financial planning process. I have found that by breaking down the estate planning process, the elephant in the room can be more easily addressed, if you will. And you start with part of the estate planning process is to actually have a few documents drawn up. That would be a will, a durable power of attorney, and a medical directive. There are other documents that you may need, but again, it depends on the complexity of your estate and then what some of your wishes and desires are. So with an attorney's help, you certainly can get through that. But our listeners, they need to keep one thing in mind, and that's that I am not providing specific tax or legal advice, and that they need to contact their tax or legal advisor regarding their specific situation. So now that I have these things out of the way, we can continue talking about estate planning.
Absolutely. So tell us, this is really emotional for a lot of people. Why do you think that is?
Well, many people, Hope, they don't create these documents because they may fear that they don't have enough assets, first and foremost. So tracking your assets and knowing what you have and the progress of the growth of those assets is very important. And people will be surprised to see that they actually do have assets. They would probably want those to be passed on in a particular way. So I invite people to take an inventory of those assets to get past that fear. Another situation is, you know, people really don't like to talk about their mortality. And when you're dealing with estate planning, you have to go through scenarios. The worst case scenario, that means you're dead. And then the best case scenario means that you're going to be utilizing your assets and live to a healthy, you know, age. And that's what most people do like actually addressing. And then the last thing is, you know, many people think that it's going to dredge up family conflicts. Money does funny things to people when they inherit it. Then there are some hard issues, particularly if you have minor children at home and you're going to say, you know, who's going to take care of my children if I were to pass, or if both my husband and I were to pass? Those are hard issues to deal with, and some people just rather not.
Well, fair enough. But bite one is to deal with that emotional piece.
Yes.
So bite two is to create an estate plan that really works for you. And you mentioned a few things that we need to do. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, one thing that I do believe is that most of us want to have a say on how our assets are distributed to our heirs when we die. I think most of us would agree on that. Now, according to state law, though, upon a person's death, assets must be properly distributed. And without a will, you're forfeiting your right to designate who's going to receive those assets. So the basic document that you want to make sure that you obtain through legal assistance is a will, because it is an important document to have so that your assets can then be forwarded to those heirs that you want to have. Mm-hmm. Each document has a purpose. So I invite everybody to take an opportunity and look at the purpose of what does a will do, what does the durable power of attorney, what does it achieve, and what does the medical directive achieve, the living will, what does probate in my state mean, what does that mean to me? And I think that once you educate yourself and you understand what this all means to you, that elephant starts getting smaller and smaller in the room.
Yes, excellent. So educating yourself is definitely bite number three.
Yes.
And then fourth, you suggest exploring your long-term financial goals. So how can people really begin to do that?
First of all, is you have to understand what you have. So I always say, first look at, take a snap picture of what you currently have. When you have an idea of what it is that you have, then having a clear picture of your current estate, it also helps you because it provides you with a benchmark, if you will, against which your future progress of your financial estate looks like. And if you review it on an annual basis, then it's easier to determine exactly, you know, when you see those assets growing, you say, oh my goodness, well, I can, you know, I can divide them this way or that way. You have certainly many more goals to consider. And by having a trusted financial advisor, they can certainly assist you in those longer term goals that you have. Because again, when you have an estate plan, your financial goals are part of them. So when you have a financial plan and you actually take that financial plan over to the attorney, it's much easier for them to also give you the proper advice in terms of which documents you need. And when you combine both of them, that's why estate planning is part of the process of financial planning, because you need to be able to look at everything to make your long-term goals and decisions.
Right.
So they're integrated.
So that last bite is really building a strong team and educating yourself again about probate, a simple will, durable power of attorney, and much more, which can be found in your latest article on ebwfinancialnews.com, which is excellent.
Thank you. Yes, yes. I've just finished an article with one of the subject matters that's a strong passion of mine, and that is estate planning, which is just one component of financial planning.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time, Carmen. That was really educational and very important.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hope.
You are listening to the Financial Rules Radio Show for Eigenberger & Weiner, LLC. Be sure to visit ebwllc.com and ebwfinancialnews.com, which is their knowledge university about financial planning. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, your co-host for the show. We will talk to you next month. Thanks for your time.